Flow 3D V12.0 gets all sedimental. Flow Science Incorporated announced a major release of its CFD software Flow 3D V12.0. The new release features significant upgrades to the GUI, which allows simplified model setup and an enhanced user experience. In addition, Flow 3D V12.0 features a new immersed boundary method and a sludge settling model. Flow 3D V12.0 includes new features and developments in both the solver and the user interface. But without a doubt, the rejuvenation of the user interface steals the show. The UI modernization couples a new look with numerous optimizations under the hood for a much improved user experience, said Amir Isfahani, CEO of Flow Science. With version 12.0, we are laying the groundwork for a sophisticated user interface that will serve as the foundation for more application-specific CFD products in the pipeline. Stay tuned for those. Flow 3D V12.0's enhanced features. So, in summary, the most significant enhancements in the latest release are: immersed boundary method. Accurate prediction of forces and energy losses is crucial to the success of modeling many engineering problems involving flows around solid bodies. The release of Flow 3D V12.0 features a new ghost cell-based immersed boundary method, IBM, designed for such problems. IBM provides a more accurate solution near walls for internal and external flows, improving the calculation of drag and lift forces. Two field temperature for the two fluid model. The two fluid heat transfer model has been extended to separate energy transport equations for each fluid. Now, each fluid has its own temperature variables, which improves the accuracy of the heat and mass transfer solutions near the interface. Heat transfer at the interface is now controlled by a user-defined heat transfer coefficient that can be a tabular function of time. Steady-state accelerator for free surface flows. The steady-state accelerator quickens the approach to a steady-state solution. This is achieved by damping small amplitude gravity and capillary surface waves, and is applicable only to free surface flows. You can find out more details on the Flow 3D blog. Sludge settling model. The new sludge settling model, a valuable addition for municipal applications and people who like to watch sludge simulations, who doesn't, enables users to model the solid waste dynamics in water treatment tanks and clarifiers. Unlike the drift flux model, where the settling velocity is a function of the droplet size of the dispersed phase, with this model the settling velocity is a function of sludge concentration and can be input in both functional and tabular form. Sediment scour model. The sediment transport and erosion model has been overhauled to enhance its accuracy and stability. In particular, the mass conservation for sediment species has been greatly improved. You can see the sludge settling model at work in the video below. If you'd like to know more about the latest release of Flow 3D, then you can read more about it over at the company's website. Also, Flow 3D will be showing a live webinar on April 4, 2019, to demonstrate its new release. You can register for it at this link.